Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
One in the books, two to go, plenty more of the big show, and let's just get it out of the way now. You're welcome. Because what we do on a regular basis, besides entertaining you Monday through Friday, is we give you motivation and just, yeah. We give you some yas during the course of your day, and this is about time for another one.
Yeah.
See? Like that. Only better.
It's hard to focus at work.
The New England Sports Network, NESN, okay? Regardless of whether they broadcast well or not, one thing that we know that they do on a very, very regular basis is they hire really talented hot chicks. They may have gone over the top this time.
Ah, this chick. Alex Kramer.
Yeah.
A-L-E.
Nick is going through and typing it in right now. Alex
Kramer. K-R-A-E-M-E-R. On Instagram, Alex underscore Kramer 3. Oh, she's on Twitter too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Alex underscore Kramer 3. My goodness.
She's a dime for sure.
Yeah, played college soccer. Doesn't matter.
Did she play college soccer? Is that why there's all the shots of her? Yeah, not what you would think. Maybe if she's still considered a female athlete, I would go as far to say probably the hottest female athlete ever.
If you would
categorize her as a female athlete because she played soccer in college, I'm going to go ahead and go hottest female athlete ever. There's no flaw in this woman.
Are they real?
Doesn't matter. Does not matter.
You know what? Give me the bourbon back. You don't deserve it. Like, who cares?
I mean, I'm just curious.
Okay. Like, you don't mind.
Yeah. No.
Okay. You just wanted to know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's some things that, you know.
This is Holly Saunders before Holly Saunders went too far with like surgeries and things trying to look even hotter.
Do I need to Google Holly Saunders?
Yeah.
Who's Holly Saunders?
Holly Saunders was on the Golf Channel and then they elevated her to do sideline reporting for the Fox NFL games, college football, studio shows, and she just went over the top with like surgeries and extensions
Yeah, she's a winner though. She's still a winner.
And she played college golf at Michigan State.
Yeah, but she's nowhere near as hot as Alex Kramer.
Agreed. 100%.
Even before the surgeries and stuff.
Not arguing. Nope, can't come. Yeah, 100%.
Right. She's a 8 if Alex Kramer's a 10.
Yep.
I mean,
we have done you a favor, people. Yeah. Let's leave it at that. Take the time out of your busy day. Thank us later.
Google that.
Yeah.
For sure.
So we were talking about the Astros before the break, before we get into this salute. Joseph wants to talk about the Astros pitching. What's up, man?
Turn your phone down, Joseph. Your radio, my bad. Your radio, not your phone. That would be dumb.
My radio is down. It's my iPhone speaker.
Cool, man.
Hey,
cool.
Y'all talk about the playoffs coming up and the Astros. All they got to do is start hitting if the pitching comes around. It's a regular known fact that when the playoffs start, you're going to face better pitchers. And I just don't see the Astros hitters coming around. And if you combine it, the pitching still hasn't come around. It's going to be a very short visit during the playoffs.
Well, I mean, yeah, Joseph, it's a good point. If they don't turn this around, obviously they're not going to last long in the playoffs. If their pitching continues to struggle, if their hitters are in these doldrums. Yeah, I mean, it's not gonna be a very... But if they hit like this team is capable of when they were averaging over 7 runs a game on the road, if they hit like that again, which, keep in mind, this whole time that this offense has been struggling, George Springer has been on the bench hurt, Carlos Correa has been hurt as well. So you've had guys that would normally be batting 7th or 8th in the lineup now. I mean, Bregman's hitting 3rd sometimes. That's not a guy that's going to get a sniff in the top 4 or 5, and he's been on a tear.
Well, yeah, but... No, I see that.
It's a different lineup with those guys.
Pitchers, hitters doing that against quality pitchers. Yeah, I don't see them scoring seven runs.
Okay, but
a game,
but Joseph, against, look. Here's the deal, and let's clarify something. We didn't say that if their hitters come back that they still don't need pitching. Even if their pitching comes back, I still think they need to do something with whether it's Verlander or otherwise. I would love to see them make a move. But if they don't,
yeah, sure,
the fact
right.
of the matter is, look at last night's game and look at how Altuve hit a guy like Zach Greinke. Zach Greinke, as I mentioned, one of the top five pitchers in baseball over the last couple of years. There's only one guy that's even close to hitting Greinke as good as Altuve is, and Altuve got at least one hit off of him again last night.
But he struck out like two or three times, so it didn't go well.
But he at least got one hit. So, I mean, I'm just – you're right. But yet, I mean, look, we didn't say that if their hitting is good that they don't need any more pitching. Their pitching still got to get healthy, and they got to right the ship regardless.
Appreciate the call, Joseph, by the way. But, yeah, I'm not as worried about the hitting. I'm really not because – I feel like a broken record when we talk Astros, but I expected this. I expected the offense to, you know, Blummer talked about this the other day on one of the broadcasts. Hitting is contagious, but that goes both ways. Uh-huh. When everybody's hot or when guys start to get hot, everyone heats up. But when guys get cold, it seems like everyone gets cold. This is all going to turn around again. I mean, George Springer is going to be back to George Springer at some point. Will it be too late? I don't know. But he's going to turn it around
that.
Again.
I don't
Correa
doubt
is going to come back and be
I
the MVP candidate.
That.
Altuve is continuing to be Altuve. Marwin Gonzalez has shown no signs of regressing to the mean, which I thought he would. Bregman is actually heated up compared to what he was. Gurriel won, AL Rookie of the Month last month. I'm not worried about these guys not producing at the plate.
I'm not
I'm
worried
just
about
not.
The offense. I am worried about the pitching.
That's the thing.
And to Joseph's point, the one thing I'll say is when you play and you see how well this team has hit the ball all season long when they're healthy, you know that they're still also facing threes, fours, and fives. The one thing I will say to Joseph's point is you are going to see a steady diet of ace pitchers. And looking at the way Sale is pitching for the Red Sox, Kluber's pitching for the Indians, you do realize that the pitching is going to be bumped up a few notches.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's why I'm so concerned about them making another move. That's why I want to see them go for it and get a Verlander because he's still out there and he's the best that's out there that can possibly bump you up to another level. That does scare me.
But isn't everybody's hitting game elevated in the postseason anyway?
Hitting? I think it's
Is it strictly
I think
just
it's more
pitching?
Challenging because the pitching becomes, to Joseph's point, a lot better because it's a shorter rotation of better pitchers.
You're not seeing hitters doing unexpectedly better against certain pitchers in the postseason. That doesn't happen.
No, I think you end
just
up having.
Curious.
I think the moments when a hitter comes through are magnified because there's so fewer games going on. You know what I mean? So when you do see a guy come through with a plate, and that's the only game on that night. It's magnified, and it's the playoffs, and it means more. But you do face better pitching in the playoffs because teams aren't going to be seeing Musgrove and Hoyt on the Astros team. You know what I mean? It's going to start with Davinsky, and it's going to go to Harris, Gregerson, Giles, or something like that. You're not going to see these guys at the back end of the bullpen that are just middle relievers that are just up there to absorb and eat up innings. You're not seeing those guys unless it's a bad blowout and the manager's trying to save his bullpen right. for the next game. So yeah, you see better pitching. You see a one and a two and maybe a number three.
That's what I was gonna say. The rotation
at the
though,
most.
Is the same thing as you
it's
just
same,
got done
yeah,
saying. You're not going to see your fourth and fifth starter.
You're going to see a one or a two twice in a seven game series. A one and a two, excuse me. You'll probably see both of them twice, depending on how it lines up. Now, if it's a wild card team, maybe not that first series, but as they get into the playoffs, yeah, you're not getting a fourth or fifth starter necessarily, unless they're really good.
And here's the other thing.
I mean, the Indians, what? They had one of theirs go a four go in the World Series because they were stretched a little thin, but he pitched his ass off.
That's also because old boy was playing with his drone and snipped his finger.
Right, right.
But at the same time, the other thing you have to keep in mind, too, is – yeah, your fourth and your fifth are going to probably go away, but you may see that ace three times in a seven-game series because thanks to network television, and I know it's something they're discussing right now, there's a lot more days off than there are in the regular season. So instead of going three straight games and then a day off, travel day or whatever, they've been spacing it out a lot more so the pen becomes fresher for the entire series. Starters can come back. So sometimes you can see the ace three times in a series.
Yeah, yeah.
But definitely two.
For sure, yeah. You'll probably see the ones and the twos. But again, and this goes back to the little bit of research that I did on hitting in the playoffs over the last 5 years or so, going back to 2009, when the Yankees were the last team to score 900 runs and win the World Series, because nobody scored 900 runs since then, and this team is on track to do that. there's been a lot more evidence, and I never even read that article that you tagged me in on Twitter.
Yeah.
Did you even read it? I mean, what was it? What was the guy? Because somebody went out and proved statistically
that if you're hitting in the regular season and you have a staunch lineup from start to finish,
that pitching doesn't matter in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, yeah, but I think it's no doubt. I'm not going to sit here and say the pitching isn't better in the playoffs. That's not true because you see the best of the best from each team. The difference is I think people discount what a quality offense can do. So they got to turn it around. But Joseph's right. If this team doesn't get back on track, then yeah, it doesn't matter.
You know, and I was going to ask you guys too, because here's the thing that really scares me the most about this entire scenario that's setting up for us right now. If they don't do anything, is this what Houston is known for? Is this, for the most part, with the exception of the two championships for the Rockets, is Houston known for a team that can really do some things in the regular season? They can win a division. They can do some things to show you that they're really impressive. And then in the playoffs, it's a letdown.
That's kind of what I'm expecting.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say that.
This team has enough talent to make a run at a World Series and not win it. But I also am not going to be surprised in the least if they get bounced in the first round. I'm just not. But I'm conditioned that way. You know what I mean? Growing up in this town,
I'm conditioned
that way.
That's why I asked you guys, because you've been here your whole life. And it's just from an outsider's perspective. And yeah, I've been here over 20 years now. But when I look at it, that's what scares me. That this ride has been so magical in the regular season. And I was sitting there talking to Lisa the other day saying, what a great run it's been. And fans don't realize how spoiled they've been that, you know, this it took till August for them to lose three in a row, four in a row, and eventually it was, you know, they lost, what, five in a row. But at the same time, most teams go through that in May or April. But it took you to August to get a three-game losing streak. That's how good this team's been. But then I sat back and went, but wait a minute. We were saying the same things about enjoy the ride on the Rockets regular season. And then back from the Oilers days or the Texans were win the division and then get, you know, maybe beat Cincinnati before you get beat. And I hate that because this team, as you said, is talented enough, especially offensively and when healthy, to compete for a World Series.
Yeah. This lineup as is you could argue, is the best lineup in the American League. Top to bottom. Yep. From 1 through 9.
And I watched the
when
Red
healthy
Sox.
And hitting like they can.
They can't hit like the Astros can.
Not at the bottom end of the order. That's the point. I mean, remember when people were throwing out the statistics that 7, 8, 9 on this team
was hitting better than
OPS
one
was better
four.
Than 1 through 4. Yeah, well, I thought it was 1 through 3, but the three at the end of the lineup were hitting better than any top three for any other team in baseball.
And I saw one
that's
stat
how good
where
this lineup
through their
can
cleanup
be.
Hitter, the 7, 8, and 9 for the Astros was hitting better for most of the season.
Yep.
So it's not offensively that you have to worry, but I hate the fact that you might face a letdown in the playoffs with as good as this team has been all year and with the fact that they are fully capable to compete for a World Series offensively.
As long as the more the season goes on, the more I'm expecting it to happen. I'm surprised to hear you say that. I feel that way. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one to swallow, but we'll see. Hopefully, you know, the deadline for waiver moves and trades, end of August. So they got some time, but we'll see if they're committed to just trying to win it this year, if they're going to hold steadfast to that 5-year plan of staying of being competitive and not giving away too much talent. It would be a waste, in my opinion, if you let this season get away, but we'll see what happens. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with a whole lot more. Got plenty more to talk about. The Rockets schedule was released. A lot of people thought it was the second coming of Christmas. I don't think it was that big of a deal, but at least you know who they're playing when. But that's out there. They're still trying to trade for Carmelo, but we've got more to talk to, and we've talked to you about, and a long list of things to get to. So stay right where you are. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
From Dave Tepper, Carl Dukes, Julie Takahashi, Jerome Solomon, and Fred Bauer, A.J. Hoffman, and John Granato, we celebrate 10 years of sports on FM. Thank you, Houston. ESPN 97.5.
These guys are the best at it.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects as we continue to roll on. Trust me, people. Everybody wants to bail on me. I was wrong that Altuve had a hit that I saw, but it wasn't off of Greinke. It was later in the game. But trust me, and I'll find the stat. Jose Altuve and one other hitter over the last several years against Greinke, the two best, have had more success than anybody else against Zach Greinke. So I'll find it for you.
Was it Bradley that he got the hit on? I think it was Bradley.
Okay.
Yeah. That bearded weirdo, Archie Bradley. Okay. Let's do this toast. I want to try this bourbon.
Let's do it.
This is called America Bourbon. Now, I do have to say, you've already had some.
Just one.
Yeah, well, you could have waited.
Well, it's all right. I mean,
so is it good? Am I gonna? Am I gonna?
You're not gonna have a cocoa, you know?
I'm not gonna
cocoa snorting reaction or anything.
Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
Cheers to the usual suspects. All right. Pretty good.
Yeah, smooth,
Joel.
It really is.
You didn't have any coughing or
no. That's good stuff.
Yeah. Nick, how were your first four?
It's first two. First two.
I like it. I got to get this bottle. Give them props. Hold on.
America.
That's good stuff.
America.
Says America.
Yeah, it went down pretty smooth.
Yeah, it's America bourbon. That's it. Just says America bourbon.
Okay.
I like it. There's no communism in this bottle. That is 90 proof bourbon, small batch.
So one more toast in the third hour, like at
3:20? Why wait till then?
You know what? I can sleep on the couch. I don't have to go to open mic.
Yeah, you do.
My wife would be like, what happened to you? Well,
I don't want you turning into Clutch.
I got drunk on America. This is what happened, babe. I got drunk on freedom. This is freedom juice. That's what this is. It's freedom juice. Hey.
Jose Altuve, by the way, 9 for 21 against Zach Greinke.
Not bad.
Hitting .429.
Not too shabby.
OPS of 1.143.
So I was going to say, Doug, did you even watch the game? Because those three strikeouts
were ugly. I saw him get a hit,
ugly.
But I didn't remember.
You didn't really,
yeah.
Well, it was probably because you were drinking America bourbon and didn't pay. No. By the way, can ESPN maybe not show a game with the Yankees?
Saw your tweet. Could not agree more.
Pissed me off that Sunday's game is the Yankees versus the Red Sox. Monday's game, shut up computer, Monday's game is the Yankees and the Mets, and then Wednesday is the Yankees
and the Mets.
And the Mets again.
Yep.
Like, there's only one team in baseball that, like, okay, the Yankees have the YES Network. If people really love the Yankees, everyone in America gets the YES Network on their cable thing, so let them play it on there. Like, why do I have, I want to see other teams. You know what I mean? I want to see the Royals. I want to see the Twins.
Yeah, you want to see teams on the cusp or good matchups.
Yeah.
I don't care about the Mets, who did a fire sale for a lot of their players anyway and already out of it. I want, like, Yankees-Red Sox, I enjoyed watching that because I love that rivalry. But you know that there's a lot of tension. That game turned out to be great. But overall, I'm with you, man.
I want to see the Cubs. I want to see the Cubs and who did they play, the Nationals? Last night, it was the Scooter Jeanette awesome.
No, the Reds.
Was it the Reds? Okay, yeah.
They blew the Reds out.
Yeah, and it was like 13-4.
Anybody want to check that for me? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why I always put him on the Nationals. For some reason, I do that in my head. It's just like
uniform colors are similar.
But I used to put, for some reason, and it's one of those weird things that you get in your head and you can't, no matter what. Like, you ever get somebody's name wrong and then you just can't correct it? No matter what, they're always going to be like Paul or whatever, even if that's not their name.
Or you put the mental block that you already know that you've struggled in the past with someone's
and
name.
And you do it again?
Like, that's usually the worst.
There's a few guys like that. And then for me, I always made the mistake. And I would always, like, Clemson was always an SEC team in my mind. I don't know why that is, but it was always like, and I know they're not, but it was always one of those things that in my mind I would think that for some reason. It was stupid. Anyways, Scooter Jeanette is something I would have wanted to watch because he pitches last night in a loss and a blowout against the Cubs. But the best part is not that he pitched. It was his post-game interviews where he talked about his outing as deadpan and as serious as you might think, but hilarious because you know he's not being serious about it. It sounded something like this.
How long have you been throwing that little sidearm curveball?
It's a fastball. yeah, it's just not too fast. But, man, most of my life,
most of my life. It's a little different, though, when there's a hitter in the box. Like in warm-ups, I thought I was the best pitcher ever. And then, you know, the hitter started to get up there and humbled me up real quick. So,
obviously, your arm okay after something like that?
Yeah, yeah, it's okay. I mean, I don't know what I was hitting, you know, 95, 96. But, 60, you know, I mean, yeah, I don't believe that. I think the radar gun might be broke or something. Yeah, that Statcast, you know, off the bat speed. Yeah, all that's fake news. So,
that's so good. Because he's like, first, I love the fact that he's like, yeah, you know, I'm out there, I'm doing this. He goes, yeah, what is that? Is that a curveball? He goes, no, that's my fastball. That's a fastball. And I love that. Because no fastball should have a bend in it like his did.
Right. And if people don't know, he's an infielder.
Yeah, he's the second baseman. Never pitched in his
three
life.
Three home runs in a game this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's a good infielder, but they were getting blown out, so they put him on the mound. But you're right. I mean, he was like
I love
dead serious.
And then he's like, you know, I don't know what I was hitting out there in 95, 96. And the one of the reporters, I'm sure it was a beat writer, who had the stones to be like, no, it was like 60 to 68. He's like, whatever, that's Statcast, that's fake news. That is so, God, that's beautiful. That's what I love about sports is those kind of moments where you get a guy that's just not taking himself too serious. Oh, that's so funny.
Plus, they're going nowhere. So, you know, that's a tough part of the year when you know you're not going to compete for the wild card.
68. And he's out there.
And you're getting hammered by the Cubs.
Like 95, 96. And, you know, here's the funny thing, though, is I could do something like that on this show, is I could come in and say, oh, yeah, I was probably hitting like 95, 96. Totally tongue-in-cheek. And people would take me serious. Barry, you're not hitting 95. Like, yeah, no kidding.
Text message would be, dummies. You yeah. dumb, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you yeah. were at 68 and I saw it. Don't even start.
That's what I love about that, is that you appreciate a guy that doesn't sell out the bit. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going in saying, oh, yeah, I was topping out at 95, 96, don't give it up. Just stick to it. Like, you're surprised. 68, what? Yeah, that was broke. Fake news. Oh, that's so good. I'll appreciate that so much.
Without question. That was funny stuff.
Somebody said that this America bourbon is made by Grunt Style Clothing.
Huh?
I don't even know what Grunt Style Clothing is.
Am I missing something, Nick?
But I tell you what.
Oh, that's fake news. So
fake news, bro.
Well played.
But that's good stuff. Whoever it is, they said the makers had the bottle in the studio with John and Sean, and one guy was a Marine and the other was an Army drill sergeant, hence the name America. Well, this is freedom juice. It's exactly what this is. It's delish. It's what it
there
is.
You have it.
They may have
same
to have
game,
another.
Same game, by the way.
Huh?
That's that same game last night.
Yeah.
The blowout.
Yeah.
Joey Votto was the bright spot for the Reds.
Uh huh.
The Cubs actually employed like a softball.
I saw that
defense with four outfielders.
Yes.
Third baseman Chris Bryant was in the gap in left center.
So, yeah, if you've ever played softball, slow pitch,
yep.
You know, usually there's the rover, who
right.
is four outfielders, and that's what they did. That's what the Reds, or the Cubs did against Votto. And then, and the reason why, which I saw, was the reason for the extra defense, with three hits on Monday, Votto has now reached base at least two times in 19 consecutive yeah. games, the longest streak since 1900. And then they included Ted Williams in 1948 with 21, Bonds in 2004 with 20, Pete Rose with 20 in 79, and Joey Votto with 19 in this year. That's pretty good company to keep, Williams, Bonds, and Rose.
Say, you hang with those three guys statistically,
not bad.
You ain't doing too bad.
Nope. He is on fire.
Look it up if you don't believe us. Right now, I want to tell you guys about my good friends at Infuse Energy. CEO Josh Pestikoff and his staff do a fantastic job of making sure they identify when you use the most energy, when you don't, and they tailor make a plan for you so that you're not spending money when you aren't using your energy, and it's always there when you need it. If you call 844-INFUSE2, that's 844-463-8732, or infuseenergy.com, and you tell them you heard it on ESPN 97.5, right off the top you get a $25 bill credit, and then more so than anything else, because we know how frustrating automated systems can be, if you call the number, you're going to get a human being. And that human being is going to be focused on making sure that they identify when you need your energy, what kind of rates are best for you. And sometimes they'll find you a better rate and it won't be with them. And they'll make sure that you know that so that they don't try to screw you over or trick you into being with them. 9 times out of 10, they're going to give you the best rate at the best service, and they're going to make sure that they take care of you because they understand how valuable it is to have the right plan at the right rate. Because if you don't, you could be paying way too much. 100% green energy at your fingertips. You sign up, you choose a green plan. It offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits. That helps decrease your carbon footprint. So that's already doing things for you. But other than that, they're going to make sure that they will never try and screw you over. Always be 100% honest and identify with you, the customer, all along the way. Check them out, infuseenergy.com or 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back, Infuse Energy.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. I'm going to spend the next 2 hours detailing in detail Jose Altuve's success against some of the best pitchers in baseball.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Before we go any further and talk NBA.
Yep.
I do want to tell people, if you're in the league, if we called your name out or you've received the email already, which you should have gotten a reply email that just said, hey, you're in, we're going to send out invites. That starts now. So invites will be sent out over the next 30 minutes to actually join the league. You have 24 hours. So tomorrow, at this time on the show, anyone that hasn't accepted their invite will be booted, and I'm going to draw new names to replace you. So just keep that in mind. Because we want to be fair, and we don't want people waiting until the last minute and not getting in, and nobody has time to join. So, 24 hours. That's the rule.
I'm just letting you know, I just did what you asked me to do, and both times that I accepted the invitation, it says invalid league specified.
You're regretting being the commissioner already, aren't you? This is the second problem we have to solve in one day.
No, I'm regretting Joel being in the league and being technologically...
Now we can do something about that.
A technology neophyte. He is a, like... If there was a technology caveman, I just looked over and saw his face. You need some bourbon, my friend. You need some American.
I even went to the
system.
Email and it says visit the league's homepage, and I get, we're sorry, invalid league specified.
Did you use your Joel Blank email from?
I took it right from the email you sent me.
Okay.
Don't give it out of the air. Thanks. You were
what
close.
About? Well, I know, I almost screwed it up. What about your phone number, which is... No, I'm just kidding.
I just hate you, and I hate your ass face.
Dude, I don't know when I said that, but that is so spot on.
That sounds like you, a little bit.
Of course it does.
A little bit of lisp in there. Yeah, all right, so invites are going out.
After and doing my bicycle exercises.
Shut up. I'll figure out what's wrong with Joel here in a minute. I have no idea.
Let all you Mike tell you.
Well, that, yeah. All right,
yeah.
They're going out. Okay, NBA schedule. Did you see?
Were you guys? Nick, you and I were talking about it a little bit.
I honestly didn't look at the schedule. Did anything stick out?
Like, it completely took over Twitter, and really, I could care less.
Yeah, I don't. I couldn't care less.
You play 82 games. You know who you're going to play when for the most. I mean, you know who you're going to play. It's just a matter of when. But it's not that big of a deal. The best thing I can say is, and I was retweeting some of this stuff, is they've done away with 4 games and 5 nights. They're starting the regular season earlier to avoid a lot of back-to-backs and a lot of this resting guys. That's fantastic stuff.
Yeah, I think that's a good move. I'm not arguing with that at all. I like that.
So I found the list. Oh, my bad.
No, go ahead.
No, please continue.
But if there's anything to look forward to in the schedule, I would say like the Christmas schedule, maybe opening day, and that's about it. Like, and that pretty much like what's the most exciting? All-Star weekend? I mean, that's the most exciting part. And even that's not even... I mean, big deal.
You know, like Barry said last year, for some people, the whole NBA hype doesn't start and getting excited about it till Christmas Day.
Yeah, no doubt. So I found this thing, the 9 things you need to know about the 2017-18 NBA schedule. Okay. What's going on there?
Kelly, he's sneaking in again because he heard Rockets talk, and he's wearing his Kevin Martin Rockets t-shirt.
Well, at least Kelly was able to get me the list for the Olympics. Because I asked Trey to do it, and Trey is such a big-time famous radio guy now that he's too good to do any work around here as an intern. So he couldn't even come up with the schedule.
He does gloat about that, too.
He does. He was bragging about how popular he was as a radio guy yesterday. I almost blocked him on Twitter. I almost did.
He was tweeting that.
It made me sick.
But I think he also said something about being the sexiest.
I really appreciate you coming
working
through.
On a photo shoot.
You came through in the clutch, unlike Trey. Huh? Well,
by the way, if you mention clutch a few more times, Kelly can pull out clothes that were worn during the Clutch City era that he still has. And they still somewhat fit. More like Mike. If Nick needs a biking outfit for the biking part of the corporate Olympics, Kelly might have something that fits him similar to a onesie.
Is that okay?
That shirt that says Rockets number 12 on the front should be Dwight Howard. On the back, it says Martin.
Nice.
Now, you know,
he's never going to let him go for that.
Coincidentally, that's Kmart. And I think that's where he picked that up for $4.99 on a blue light special.
Damn. He's grossing you about your T-shirt. I was going to say you don't have to take that.
Well, Kelly's used to it because he gets it. He gets it all the time. Every time he wears that shirt, Joel lets him know.
Well, but he wears it twice a week.
Well, that's... I was going to say,
I would stop wearing that shirt just so Joel would leave me alone.
He doesn't care. I like the fact that he doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care because he also doesn't care that he bothers me at 10:30 at night with Rockets questions and I don't mind answering.
Wow. It's getting heated.
Interns they've got balls. That's what I'm
saying. No doubt.
Don't get me started.
You know, Joe Boo down the first baseline in Major League? Yeah, they do that every night.
There are promos about me and interns. I don't want to even go down that path right now. All right.
So it's a 20-day.
The nine things you need to know about the 2017-18 NBA schedule. Number one, no more four games in five nights, which you just mentioned.
Yep.
Let's see. There were 70 in 2014-15, 27 in 2015-16. There were 20 last year and zero this year. Way fewer back-to-backs. There were average 19.3 in 2014 and 15, now 14.4. The biggest games are extra protected. As expected, no team playing in an ABC game has a game the day before or after. So there won't be any back-to-backs on ABC. The Suns have the toughest schedule. The Cavs have the easiest, which I'm surprised. How do the Cavs end up with the easiest schedule? That makes no sense to me.
Not being a division winner, I know that they didn't have the best record in the East, but they won the division, which means their
strength of schedule is .485. The Suns have a .518.
But the rules are the same in terms of how many times you play each team in the conference.
Well, within reason. Like, there's one team always in your conference that you play three times instead of four because of the schedule quirk with how many teams versus how many dates.
The Rockets, if you're curious, come in at 23rd for strength of schedule. So they're right there with amongst the easiest. They're in the top 10 with the easiest schedules.
Yep.
At .49.5. Let's see. So much Warriors, Cavs, but also Rockets. And what that means is there are teams with the most games on TNT, ABC, ESPN, and NBA TV. The Warriors obviously check in with 43 games on one of those networks, TNT, ABC, ESPN, or NBA TV.
Yep.
Cavs and Rockets both have 40. So that's a good thing, though. Your Rockets are going to get some national run. They're going to get 40 games on one of those networks. Pretty good. Then Thunder with 36, Lakers 35, Celtics 33. Some teams had really cool releases. They just had like the Nuggets and the Hawks did a bunch of emoji stuff to talk about their.
Did you see the Hawks
schedule? Yeah, with all the emojis.
Every single one was an emoji, and like you're looking
pretty
at
cool.
It, and there's the scissors. Well, it's the Clippers.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
They had a rocket for the Rockets.
Yep.
They had a bee for the Hornets. So that was pretty cool. Number seven, poor Bulls. All you need to know about the Chicago Bulls: 25 national TV games in last year, one this year. One national TV game
that
for the
just
Bulls.
Shows how much belief they have in that team right now.
Yep.
And there were people from Chicago upset saying, how does Minnesota have more TV games than the Bulls?
Look at their
Real
squad.
Easy. Look, at the
look
roster.
At the squad.
Yeah.
Cavs and Warriors play twice on Christmas, and Warriors at the Cavs January 15th on TNT. And the last thing they have listed, they're numbering the weeks now. So a new feature to help fans better follow storylines and upcoming games, schedule is labeled by week, starting with week one, ending with week 26.
And let me say this. It's easy to say, oh, the Rockets have 40 national TV games, but because the NBA tries to pump themselves up, they consider NBA TV as a national game. So sometimes the number can be skewed because you could have 40 appearances, but like 20 some of them are on NBA TV. With the Rockets, that's not the case. 28 of the 40 are on either TNT, ABC, or ESPN. So that's
big. That is good. And then I found this other article on For the Win where they talked about the 8 worst national TV games. They had number 8 was the Lakers at the Grizzlies January 15th on TNT. 7 was – this is what sucks. Your Rockets made it 3 times. The number 7 is Celtics at Rockets March 3rd, and they just say that there's not much rivalry here.
So what? They're 2 good teams.
Yeah. 6 is the Knicks at Thunder October 19th. 5, Rockets at Suns November 16th. And 4, Rockets at Suns January 12th. So they're just saying for some reason – I guess maybe because the Suns are the ones that are, because they, I mean, they basically, their point was, why are we seeing these two teams, the Rockets being elite or near elite, while the Suns are embracing a rebuild, playing on national TV in both of their Phoenix meetings? So the Rockets play the Suns twice. They're both on national TV. They're basically saying why. But you're going to bitch about the Rockets and the Celtics? That makes no sense.
No, that one doesn't make sense.
It almost invalidates your list because of that. Number 3, Timberwolves at Lakers, December 25th. I'm kind of questioning why that's a Christmas Day nationally televised game.
Which game?
Timberwolves Lakers. I get it for the Wolves, but the Lakers?
Yeah.
I guess the LeVar Ball, Lonzo Ball, yeah, and all that. Ugh. Make me vomit. Sixers.
That's the game you eat. The whole family gets together. They eat and they open presents. That's the game that you kind of belch and spend some time before you go back to the tube.
I think that game is going to eat it. 76ers at Knicks, December 25th on ESPN. And then the number 1 is Warriors at Pistons, December 8th. So they just kind of arbitrarily picked the worst.
Did you mention flex games or no?
Well, I was Chris thinking Davis about that. Normally the flex games are later in the year, but they do have the right to flex games. But I don't think early season they're going to flex too much because some people just want to see the young Sixers team, regardless of who they're playing. They want to see if Simmons is playing. They want to see if Embiid is healthy. They want to see how this, you know, Fultz and how they're gelling together.
Yeah.
So early on, you want to see a team that you might not otherwise see that has a good amount of talent. The Knicks, unless Carmelo ends up staying, and even still, Carmelo and Porzingis, but
yeah. Christian Gonzalez said, you guys are hilarious. That's why I listen to you every day. Well, appreciate that, Christian. Thank you.
That's the kind of stuff
Thank
like
you
to
for
hear.
Tuning in every day. Juggalo Trey tried to tell me that Drew was at lunch. You know what, Juggalo Trey, it's not about excuses. It's about results. Do or do not. There is no try.
He can try the booze,
famous,
though.
Famous. Huh?
He's 22.
You asked?
Yep. You guys, we covered his birthday.
I asked when I went out there. Trey said 22, and everybody else was like, yeah, he's a baby.
Do we want to give him a shot of America Freedom Juice?
It was Tyler. Tyler that was asking. Maybe Tyler's up to something. I don't know.
I want to get his live on the air reaction if he's going to do it. I want him to drink it live. First of all, I want to know if he's ever drinking bourbon or any type of whiskey or
because you said you questioned whether or not he's ever drank before, right?
Yeah, I don't think he has.
He might not.
But if he has, I want him to do it live. If he has, I don't care. But I want his very first time ever.
Rubbing alcohol doesn't count.
On video.
With Barry serving it to him, I'm going to need that video. By the way.
Okay. We're going to try to work this out. And by the way, somebody was asking, do we still need more for the Fantasy League thing? Nope. That's not how that works. So you had to email the show last week. We've already done the drawing,
now,
unfortunately.
You did say that, however, if people don't respond within 24 hours,
what?
That you can... That yes, you will
we're
going to...
Yeah, so go ahead and shoot an email. ESPNTUS@gmail.com, but that's going to put you in the drawing for standby if someone doesn't accept.
So, I have it.
Yeah.
Right now, I'll tell you guys about the good people over at Window World, because I am a huge fan of Window World Houston, because they provide premium quality replacement windows at a great price, but their energy-saving windows are made right here in America. And they carry the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. Window World has become the country's number one window company by offering a lifetime warranty, a higher quality product, and a low price. The windows start at just $189 plus $45 for Solar Zone Low E, which meets Texas energy requirements. And the best thing about it is you can get a free estimate and you'll never have to be on the hook for anything with them in the process. What does that mean? Well, you could lower your energy bills substantially. You could absolutely improve the value and the look of your house, and they will come out and do the estimate for free and never put you on the hook to say that you have to do business with them or pressure you and call you and say, have you made a decision yet? No, that's all on you. First step is you call them, 713-439-1172. You go to windowworldhouston.com. They come to your house. They check out your windows. They give you the free written estimate, and they walk away. There's no hassles or high pressure. It's just a free estimate, folks. What have you got to lose? If you look at what they give you and you think, hey, this makes sense, it's really affordable, and I could really make a big difference in my energy bills, you call them back. They set up appointments to come out there and start doing the work, and you are set. If you don't want them to do anything or you just want to keep it in your drawer and maybe go back to it at a later date, you got that too. There's no hassles involved, but they want to prove to you that they are dedicated to you, they are the best, and they do it for less. It's Window World. I'm telling you right now, give them a call, 713-439-1172, or log on to windowworldhouston.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We're back on The Usual Suspects with more shenanigans, because this is what we do Monday through Friday, 1 to 4. The man who self-proclaimed himself one of the funniest...
Wait, what? Self-proclaimed himself.
Yes, which That's is all accurate.
Same thing, right? That's
no,
redundant.
He self-proclaimed
yes.
himself to be but the funny one of the funniest guys in radio.
Yes, he did. You did say that, didn't you?
You were feeling yourself. You weren't even introduced yet. Have you been introduced yet?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right. Ooh. Intern Trey joins us now on the program. Trey, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
All right,
sorry,
now, it happens on a daily basis.
Now, Trey, we're going to do this live on Twitter
as
well.
Do you have to?
Yeah. So you guys can go to @BarryIsFunny on Twitter, follow me, and then we're going to live stream on, I guess, Periscope, which do they get old videos on Periscope as well? Do you guys know?
You're looking at me.
Nick, do you know?
After you bust my balls every day, you're going to look at me and go,
because,
I know
you do? Okay, well then I guess you're out there, you can also see that time I drove home. Yeah. You can also see the time I drove home, I got to get me home from the Gal media party, hammered, and I have no idea what I was doing in the back seat. But when I got home the next morning, I was like, oh, look at that. I was live on Periscope last night, and I still haven't watched it, so I have no idea. I may have my penis out. I have no idea what's going on in there. So it could be interesting. Okay. So
you and Tyler both had fun that night.
Yeah, Tyler, you punched a guy, right? Yeah, he did. He punched a guy.
Allegedly.
Yeah. All right. So what we're going to do is Trey is going to drink bourbon for the first time.
Yes.
Go ahead and finish the thing and then you can go live with that. So at Barry is Funny, I'll give you guys just a second. Now, Trey, you've never drank before in your life.
Never drank bourbon.
Have you ever done a shot?
No.
What have you drank before?
I've had like...
rubbing alcohol?
I've had some...
Mike's Hard Lemonade?
No, no.
Azima?
No.
Bartles and James?
No.
Okay, what have you drank before?
I had like a Bud Light.
Ooh.
So
you're
I guess
a wild
water.
Man. You're a wild man, a Bud Light.
You had rubbing alcohol?
No.
Okay, now you've never done drugs in your life, right?
Oh,
I mean, other than like
not.
Ritalin and Prozac and shit.
Of course not.
Oh, and Nick's not in there. Big time. Buzzer beater. Nick,
oh,
buzzer
God,
beater.
That was the worst. I think
you
that was eight.
You can't say that on the air.
I know. All right. So.
Wait, what'd you say again?
I said you've never done like Prozac or Ritalin.
Or you see what he's doing, right?
I know what he's
baiting
trying.
You.
I'm not that stupid. I mean, I am.
No, you're not stupid. I'm
okay.
Sorry I called you an idiot.
Yeah, why? Now, earlier at the break, I got a hold of your license.
Why do you
got to
bring this up?
I had to validate that you are old enough to do this. And so we got a copy of your license. And I wasn't saying anything. I was just looking at the date. And then I said, oh, I see why they call you Trey, because you're the third. And because I'm a detective and a genius.
Right.
But then you started attacking me for no reason.
You smeared
when everyone
me.
Else was making fun of your name, which, no, I don't want to put his info out there.
You smeared my work ethic. Like,
no.
Who did
you were
what?
Like saying,
no.
Oh, you didn't go and get Drew. But Drew was at lunch.
That's beside
People
the point.
People have no
again,
idea what he's talking about.
No, no. But again, do or do not, there is no try. A famous person once said that. Do you know who?
Morgan Freeman. I
That's correct. Yeah.
Really?
It was totally Morgan Freeman. No, it was Yoda.
Oh.
But you were close.
I've never seen Star Trek.
Anyways, what we're going to do now, so we'll ask about why you look like an angry lunch lady on your driver's license later. We'll discuss that later. For now, though, we're going to get your first live. Your first sip of bourbon, and you got to do the whole thing. This is a shot.
Okay.
So you don't just sip it. You've got to drink the entire thing. And we're going to do this live. Are you ready?
Is it smooth?
It's super. Barry, yeah, what? It's very smooth. Okay. Now I'm even going to let you make the toast. Okay. And here's what you do. Here's the rules when you make a toast. You hold your glass up. You make your toast. You bang the cup off the table, and then you do the shot. You're going to do
then,
that.
Like, if I bang it off the table,
not hard.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't take it literally.
Tap it.
Tap it on the table.
Tap it, and then do the shot. All right? Are you ready for this?
Yeah, but I don't know what to toast to.
Well, you need to come up with something quick. First That's part of being a man.
For
you got to have
the
just
funniest guy in radio. You also have to have
really
your stuff together.
Like, I didn't know it was coming on.
What is it? Just toast to whatever you love. Okay. Toast to something that you're. Toast to Oasis.
Toast
I don't care
dad.
What you toast to.
That's not my dad. Oh my.
That's Barry.
Oh, now I'm not. Okay, so whenever you're ready, well, I'm going to count it down. We're going to do 3, 2, 1. You're going to do your toast. We're going to tap it, and then we're going to do the shot. Whole thing now. Don't sip it. Don't hold back. You drink the whole thing, and then you tell us what you think. Are you ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay.
No.
Huh?
Solid.
This is good?
Yeah.
Dude, you did good. I'm so proud that you didn't scream.
Why would I scream?
Well,
so what was
I mean,
the
I was kind of...
It was a scream without volume.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
How does it feel?
We have it on video. Remember this.
How does it feel? Point. How does it feel?
It's a little... It burns, but...
You're supposed to say smooth.
Oh, it's smooth.
Yeah. You don't... you think you could do this?
I can
like,
taste the freedom.
How many? Can you taste the freedom? How yeah. many of these do you think you could do in a row before you threw up?
Probably... One.
Are you saying you're gonna throw
up? Are you close to
now?
Throwing up now?
Yeah. Hey, Drew's here.
What?
Do you think he has the list now?
I don't. That's in the old. That's in the past. We want to talk about your shot experience.
Oh, hold on.
You went for more when you said yeah. you feel like throwing up.
He's lying. All right. So so not bad though. I mean, for your first shot, would you do shots now at like at the club when you're picking up hoochies?
No.
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 Why were you going to stick to like Zima?
No, I don't drink.
So you don't drink at all? Well, then why did you want to do this?
Because like, I don't know.
To be a man?
Yeah.
I get it.
To be on the radio?
No. Yeah.
Yeah. To prostitute another opportunity to be on the radio.
Well, wouldn't you?
No, I don't have to.
Oh, yeah. Because you have a show. Yeah.
I'm super proud of you, though. I really thought you weren't going to be able to handle it. But you,
why would
you,
I not?
I don't know. Because you're Trey. I mean...
He's not handling it great, by the way. I don't think that was
are you
fake,
drooling?
That little gag thing he did.
Are you drooling?
No.
I feel like you keep
he's
wiping your mouth.
No,
like,
his cheeks are bright red.
Some
now.
Of them, some of it got on my face.
It's like, not, is that why
it's
your
not
face
pepper
is
spray,
red?
It's bourbon. Like, why are you wiping your mouth like you're drooling,
I don't like
though.
Things on... All right.
Let's rethink
I'm not
that.
Not going to say that.
You don't like yeah. things on your
it's
face?
It's a nice hat you got, by the way.
Thank you.
Joel.
Okay. So,
it wasn't that bad. I mean, it wasn't that bad.
Now, when people watch the video, they're going to think otherwise because
yeah,
you did kind of like
exactly.
the dry heat.
I would everybody should buy America
bourbon. It was smooth. Tastes like freedom.
Yeah. It tastes like freedom.
Okay.
Like I'm back in 1776.
Like when was the last time you were there?
Taste the freedom. Last week.
Last week you were in 1776.
Did you hear that? You got your own drop tray.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it? Can like, taste the freedom. I can't hear. I don't have headphones.
Oh, well.
I'll have to go back to the SML
player
and listen
yeah.
to it.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you for doing this. I'm glad we got to pop your bourbon cherry. Thanks. I'm kind of disappointed, I'm not going to lie. I really wanted you to gag, pass out, and maybe bump
gag.
Your head or something.
He did gag. See, I told you.
You
that.
Did. You silently gagged, which
what do you want me to do?
Is the mark of a professional.
I drank like the last
I mean, not the kind of
the
professional you want to be
like,
known as, but.
I went above the limits.
You think this will put hair on your chest?
No. What? Well, there already is.
Do you have a hairy chest?
No, I'm not going to show you.
Come on, let me see.
No.
Let me see that.
No.
Let me see that taco meat.
No.
Come on.
No way.
Taco meat?
No.
No.
Come on.
No way.
Burrito
just,
Supreme?
Are you just scared to show your breasts?
God. No.
Are you
easy
sure?
Now.
No, I'm not all doing right. it. I'm not doing it.
All right, Trey. Thanks for becoming a man live on radio.
No problem.
We're happy for you.
Now, tonight, will you be sending a Facebook message to you from you and your two accounts to discuss this
adventure?
How many
times are we going to go over this? I did that one time.
You really do look like a lunch lady on your driver's license.
Thank you.
Like, you're like, oh, my God, rectangle pizza again? That's what, like, you. And then they were like, click. That's exactly what I think happened in this photo.
Serving up lunch to all y'all's significant others. Good night.
Really? That's how... You're going to drop the mic on that?
Trey, you ever gotten your ass beat by
drunk.
A lady on TV?
He's drunk. You're dropping the mic on that? Trey's drunk.
All right, we'll be back with one more hour to go in the big show. Two in the books, one to go.
Don't
go anywhere.
Know what that means.
Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Can taste the freedom.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.